This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 406 for Wednesday, May 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday as the speculative sell-off continues following recent rains across the prairies and while growers are becoming more confident in their recently planted crops. The July contract is down $15.70 at $862.30 per ton. New crop November is down $6 at $691.30 per ton. Also, the January contract is down $3.80 at $689.70. A trader notes that crush margins remain at their highest levels ever, but stresses this is not sustainable. He also points to canola being $7 to $8 cheaper than soybeans. The Canadian dollar is weaker this afternoon, with the loonie at 82.51 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 82.94. Ceres Global Ag Corp is building a $350 million canola crushing plant near Northgate, Saskatchewan, which is to come online in 2024. The new plant is said to be able to crush 1.1 million tons of canola per year, producing 500,000 tons of canola oil. Previously, Cargill, Viterra, and Richardson International each announced plans to expand their respective crushing operations in Saskatchewan. In Rosario, Argentina, workers from 11 labor unions are set to go on strike for 2 days, protesting the slow pace of COVID-19 vaccinations in the country. The port of Rosario is responsible for 80% of Argentina's farm exports. Brazil reports its average daily soybean exports are nearly 843,000 tons for the week ending May 21st. That's down 4.2% from the previous week. The weather across the United States continues to be beneficial for crop development. Rain this week will provide a much-needed boost to crops in most of the major growing areas of the U.S. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The July contract is down 8 cents at $15.03.5 per bushel. July soy oil is down just over a penny at 65.68 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $2.50 at $3.83.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the July contract gaining 4 cents at $6.24.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract up 4 cents at $3.65. Wheat futures are lower on Wednesday, with Chicago July down 8 cents at $6.48.5. Kansas City July pulls back 6 cents at $5.99. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is down 1.5 cents at $6.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 26th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.